Hello everyone and welcome back to another Skyrim Podcasts. Now, in today's podcast, we will be talking about the Dwemer. Now, and it will be a bit of a what-if theory, you know. And it will also be a bit of what if the Dwemer was still around. Now, I have been off for quite a while. Yes, I get this, and I've had people coming in being like, you know, do a podcast, and yes, I know. I've waffled on about this in a couple of episodes, so we'll get into today's podcast. Now then, the Dwemer. Now the Dwemer were a very, how do I put this? They were elves. Let me put it as that. They were elves. They were, you can call them deep elves, the deep ones, the people of the deep, you know, the under elves, whatever you want to call them. But obviously, they were called the Dwemer, you know, that is, you know, and they were because they were elves, because they were remnants of the early Ulduma, which, when I first started playing Skyrim, I didn't know what Ulduma were, but I believe they are the High Elves. Now, just a bit of context to what we're going to be talking about today with some viewers who obviously won't be as educated in the area of the Dwemer. Now, the Dwemer were an advanced race and I'd say a civilization who were, I would say, quite far ahead of other races in terms of their skills, the craft methods, their metalworks, the stoneworks, their engineering, the technology. And obviously, this is all in evidence to the different Dwemer ruins dotted around Skyrim. And you can obviously go there and you can just go in. And you will find traps, automatons, I think you call them. Don't get me wrong. It could be something else. But they're quite hazardous, I'd say, if you're level 1 to 20. So I'd say, if you're around that level, don't go in them. And if you are going in them, make sure you've got many health potions and a really, really good sauce. Now, so they were, you know, they were really smart people. And, you know, why did they go? Why are they not around today? Well, that is not actually known in Skyrim. Like, you can read different books about, you know, the books you find in libraries, you know, but it doesn't tell you. They'll say, like, they'll have theories on why they're gone, but they are an ancient lost race as today. Now, we will get into what if they were still around. Now, this is just my opinion, because, I mean, obviously, you might have a completely different opinion, and I respect that. You know, everyone has an opinion, and I will respect that. But this is what I think this is what would happen, maybe, if, you know, they were still around, because obviously we don't know why they've left. But they were really good. They were small, but they were a really good race. Now then, I think, so they sort of, we don't know when they went, but they had a pretty biggish battle, I would say, in, I think it was 1E700, not sure really, I think it was just sort of after that, I think, I'm not completely sure, but they disappeared around somewhat that time. In Skyrim, apparently, is supposed to be debated on what caused the Dwemer to disappear, and you can find this in Reddit. There's so many theories. That's why I like Reddit. As that, we don't know why they've disappeared. Have they disappeared all at once, or have they just disappeared over a period of time? We don't know. There's many theories, obviously, and you can all get into that. You know, Reddit is a good place. I mean, it's not, but it is. Let's say that they didn't disappear. Now, the technologies in these ruins is quite outdated, I would say. Because if you think about it, if they have disappeared in 1E700, that was the technology they had then. So, if they were alive, let's say when you play Skyrim, Elder Scrolls 5, when you play that, I don't know what year it is. I'll have to check. The present time. I would say that your normal the normal automatons you find in Dwemer structures probably wouldn't be there, to be honest with you. I think that they would probably be like a sort of in just scrap, I'd say, or just carved into stone. Because if you think they were, I don't know, thrown, I'd say a couple, maybe 1,000 years ago. So their technologies would be beef, I think, if you put it like that. They'd be a lot better than there is now, I'd say. I'd also say, as well, because there is a quarrel in there in normal Skyrim. You know, you've got the Imperials and you've got Stormcloaks. Now, obviously, they're both okay. I mean, you know, they've got good technology. You know, swords, shields. You know, the general stuff. But the dwarves, if you think steel armor, but then you've got dwarven armor, I would say dwarven armor's better than steel. So if you think the dwarves had a better arsenal, you know, they had better weapons, they had better war machines, they had their settlements dotted around Skyrim already, they're all in ruins, but if they're still alive, then I think the ruins, they wouldn't be ruins, they'd just be big cities. And I would probably say that the Dwemer would be a lot more knowledgeably more advanced than pretty much everyone else. Because if you play the Dragonborn DLC, I'm gonna put spoilers, yeah. Kind of spoilers, but it's not. So I'll put it in the blurb of the thingy, episode number. Yeah, when you go into one of the ruins that you have to for the quest to get a black book. I said it. Surprise. but when you have to go in there to get a black book, I'm not saying anything else, but you need to get one. But the fact that they had one encased, you know, in a glass panel in the floor, that says something, I'd say. And I'll go even further to say that they even had a dragon, an Elder Scroll. My apology. They had an Elder Scroll and a black book. And if they have a black book, I would say, because they encased it, I think they didn't enter it. But they, you know, they were working out what it was. But if we take this to present day, they'd probably know what it is. They'd know how to use it. And I would probably say that they'd be really, really knowledgeable because they'd go to Hermaeus Mora's realm, the Apothricar. So I think they'd be a really, really good race. And if Skyrim ever made Elder Scrolls 7, Skyrim 2, then. And if they added Dwemer as a playable race, that would just be, I'd love that for some reason. I don't know, I don't know, because obviously you don't have the chance to play them normally. It'd just be something really cool to play, I think. Because obviously you'd have a lot into smithing, a lot into one-handed, you know, and maybe automatons you might not, you know, you could control, you know, that'd be something really cool. And to be the Dragonborn as well, or you might not even be the Dragonborn, you could be someone else. And again, that would be really cool. You know, and it's just those sort of things that I like. But anyway, back to the theory. Now, let's say they had this black book and they had an Elder Scroll. Now, the Elder Scroll obviously grants big, big power. You know, it does. You know, you can learn shouts from it. I'm not saying you'd have loads of little Dwemer running around shouting at people and blowing them up. But yeah. Now, I'd say they'd be pretty powerful in that respect and knowledgeable because they'd have quite a lot of knowledge. I think you can agree. Now then, getting on terms for the dragons coming back. Now, if they were still around, I think the dragons wouldn't do much to them, I don't think. Because if you think they've got dwarven ballistas, they've got dwarven spiders, they've got dwarven sphere people. I've forgotten their name, sorry. you know, I have genuinely forgotten the name of the big one. It'll come back to me and I'll tell you. Gee, okay. But I think that the dragons probably wouldn't affect them as much, really, because don't forget, everything's made out of stone. They can just shut the doors that are made out of like a bronzy sort of material when they lock them, let's say. So I'd say that I'd say they'd be all right. They'd just shut the doors and just go underground, and the dragon would be like, oh well, and flies off. So I'd say the dragons wouldn't affect them much, but they would get to a point, I think, where towards, let's say the Dragonborn wasn't a thing, towards the end and they're destroying everything, and they've wiped out, let's say, the Imperials and the Stormcloaks, then it would legit just be the dwarves, and so obviously you'd have other things dotted around, but there wouldn't be any military defending everyone. Let's say if the war actually won or it lost or whatever. So I think to a point they would get probably overpressured just by the amount of dragons, so they would probably collapse. I'm saying this because it's hard to think they would if they're this technologically advanced. But I'd say eventually they probably would. You know, they'd go down with a fight, I think. But you know, if you've got Alduin throwing down meteors, I think that would do something. So I think eventually they would die out, but they would, you know what I mean? This is why it's so mysterious. We don't know why they've died out and how they've died out. I think Bethurda, I can't say the name, I'm sorry. They've obviously left this as a mystery, because obviously I wouldn't be talking about this if it was known. You know, this is why I like theories, because you can just debate a bit and it doesn't matter if you're wrong because it was a theory. But yeah, I'd say they'd be a very powerful. Anyway. Now, that's the dragons. Now, in terms of weaponry, now, I'd say that, you know, if you're a level 4 or 5 or... No, no, that's too... You know, if you're a level 20 or a level 15 and you have... No, not level 20. I'd say, yeah, level 15. And you get a dwarven sword and a dwarven armor, you're like, whoa, this is pretty good. I'll take this. You know, then, you'd be like, oh, okay. But in terms of technology, well, we know they had Ethereum, which Ethereum is a very good technology. You know, but there is a quest which you can do and it can get you a Ethereum gear, and that's really good in some respects because you've got the Ethereum shield, you've got the Ethereum crown, and you've got the Ethereum rod, I think it's called. Now, the Ethereum crown grants two effects of two standing stones. So you could have the Warrior Stone and the Thief Stone together, and you could have them on with this tiara thingy, crown. The rod can summon up a dwarven spider or a dwarven sphere. Both are good. And then the Ethereum shield can make yourself and your attacker ethereal. So you can't attack him, but he can't attack you. Now, that's okay if you're really on bad hearts. That's fine. It's good. But wait, if you want to attack someone and you just want to get it over with and you want to kill them quickly, then bashing them with the shield will make it just annoying because you're now Ethereum and you have to wait 30 seconds. So it's good. They're all good. You know, they've all got drawbacks. They've all got pros. I'm not saying that they're crap. They are really good. It's a really good quest, and it's really, you know... I've only completed the quest once, and it unlocks. You know, I think it has the capability to unlock a bow of some sort. It's a good bow, I've heard. But yeah, anyway, let's get back into it. So they had Ethereum. They didn't have much, but they had some. And this, let's not forget, was what? A good 3,000 years ago, but I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't know how Skyrim times work. I don't. So I'm going to say 3,000 years ago. Because I think, now it's like 3E something. And it's 1, and then they sort of died out in 1E700 when the Battle of the Red Mountain, just after that, you know. And if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. Just drop me a speech message. I don't know what they're saying. Just if I'm wrong, you know, and I'll try to correct myself, because obviously I'm not perfect. I don't know everything, because obviously some things I'll know and some things you'll know. So obviously tell me, and I can be enlightened, and obviously I can just, you know, admit that. But anyway, yeah. So I'd say in terms of Ethereum, that in, let's say, the modern times of Skyrim, you know, the bit you play as, I'd say that they would have a lot more Ethereum. Because if they only had a bit, they only had like a disc of it, I think. I could be wrong again. But let's go off the basis that they only had a disc of it. I mean, they had the forge. So that could indicate to us that they had quite a bit of it. So let's say it's 3,000 years in front. I'd say that they're... I could even go as forward as to say that they've even got Ethereum weapons. Because that would be really cool to have Ethereum weapons. Just saying, that'd be cool. And maybe to go on to say that you'd have Ethereum, but you know, better armor, which is good because it makes you Ethereum, ethereal, which would be amazing because you'd be pretty much invulnerable. So yeah, let's go off the basis that they have that. I'd say they would probably be the best race in the full game, you know, as a civilization race. Because obviously some, you know, some races are better than others. Like, if you want to be a mage, then be a high elf. If you want to be a soldier, be a Nord. But in terms of civilization, I think they would probably be the best race, if I'm honest. Now then, in terms of the war. Now, I would probably... You probably know what I'm going to say to this. But I'd say if these were around, I'd say they'd keep to themselves. Because, you know, the connotation, people of the deep. So they probably wouldn't care about the war. You know, humans bickering amongst themselves about power and stuff. I think if the humans drew them into it, you know, like, oh, look at us humans, we're the best, go away, you dirty dwarf, and, you know, you insulted them, it's like, I think they probably would get involved, if I'm thinking about it, because they have the technological power to do it. So I'd say they'd probably challenge them on, and if we go off the basis that dwarves were really good and they were really power-hungry, I think they'd take over the Imperials. They'd probably take over the Stormcloaks extremely well, I'd say. Because, you know, you've got a full army full of Dwarven armor. Most of that would probably be enchanted with Ethereum. You'd probably have Ethereum equipment. You'd probably have loads of Dwarven ballistas. You'd have loads of Dwarven spiders, loads of Dwarven spheres. You know, you'd be pretty much outnumbered, wouldn't you? You know, your little Stormcloak army just with swords and shields made out of wood and iron. You know, I think that they just beast pretty much everyone. And if they didn't kill them, I think they would do a bit of a double whammy on the snow elves, to be fair, because they, if again, if you didn't know, the snow elves were just an elven race that lived in the I forgot the name of them, they're these sort of islands. They'll come to me again. But they live in these islands, I think. It's where the wood elves live, or the high elves even. I haven't played Skyrim in a long time, guys. I'm really sorry. But yeah, they were pretty powerful, I'd say, and they were very prosperous at one point. But obviously the dwarves came, the snow elves kind of got them into a muddle with the Nords, so the Nords tried to kick them out of Skyrim, so they turned to the deep. Dwarves, and then the dwarves were like, okay, yeah, cool, you can come back and relax with us and we'll, you know, defend you against Nords, but on a couple of, you know, couple of terms. Now, obviously, they were told they had to eat this mushroom. Now, the mushroom isn't known about much, but it's said that the mushroom was a sort of, it was a bit like a magic mushroom. It kind of screwed your brain up over time. It made you more dim-witted. You know, your senses would have gone down, more subjective. And then, you know, more of a power control technique. You know, because if the elves, let's say if the Nords went and the elves were like, oh, that's cool, you know, can we go now? You know, it's like, what's the point? You've given me nothing. You know, but the only term was this, just to eat this mushroom. But then, as the mushroom went on, you'd have had more, like, sort of lazy, sort of, like, not wanting to care elves, you know, the ones were like, it doesn't matter, you know, not very enthusiastic. And then when the dwarves hit with a slave technique, which worked, actually, so when the dwarves enslaved them, they had slaves, did the dwarves of snow elves, which then turned to Falmer. Which are very pleasant, which you will find again in Dwarven ruins, because they had them slaved up. But obviously, over time, they've not found the way out because their senses are crap. So they've become blind, and as a result of that, their ears are really good. So I'd say that they'd probably, like humans, maybe, and different races could become like the Falmer. You know, very. You know, enslaved, underground, mining, you know. I think, personally, the Dwemer would become a probably superior race if it came to it. because they just had everything. Let's be honest, they were really quick and they were really revolutionary in the developments and the architecture, the science, the magic, you know, the crafting, the engineering, the technology. They were really good. and then let's say it got to a point where they conquered all of Skyrim. They could probably go on to Tamriel, because we do have evidence of this, obviously, in Solstheim, because there is one one dwarven ruin you can go to. I've got the name, sorry. But yeah, and obviously the Battle of the Red Mountain, that's in Solstheim, the Red Mountain, which erupted and took over all the ash. But I would probably say, give them another, let's say this is normal Skyrim time and they're still around, I'd say give them another 1,000 years, and I'd say Tamriel, it's almost theirs. Now, obviously that's a lot to say, because it is just a theory, and I could just be, you know, chatting crap, because we all don't know, do we really? Unless, obviously, if Skyrim release and I turn out to be part right, part wrong, then so be it, you know, that's cool with me, I don't mind. Now, that is what I think. Now, obviously, don't feel bad into giving me some suggestions. You know, it's really appreciated. You know, if you give, I don't know, it's like a voice message thing. I've never seen it. Just like a couple of people were just telling me just to make podcasts. I was like, okay, wait. Yeah. So just drop me a little message down below on what you'd like to see, because obviously you give me suggestions, I will do them. Because obviously if you want it, then that's fine. It's something that I know that you like, then that's great. And that's really good. Yeah, believe it or not. But yeah, I'm really grateful for you all listening. It's really good to get back on these podcasts. But I do like my equipment now. I do have equipment. I'm happy. But yeah. Yeah, I've hoped you enjoyed this podcast. It's pretty good. I think this has been a cool podcast. I've enjoyed making it. It's just been really cool. This is why I did start back in August last year. I did start because I was just like, you know what, screw it, we'll do it, it's cool. And I've really enjoyed it. It's just been really cool. So yeah, I've hoped that you all have had a really good day today. Where I am now in Britain, it is 10 minutes on, well, it's 12 minutes past 4. It's been a long podcast, 22 minutes and 43 seconds. So yeah, I hope you enjoy. Have a great rest of your day. Don't forget to retune once I post another one. Hope you're all doing well. Thank you and goodbye.